Our stretch of pleasant weather continues across eastern New York and western New England. Under a blend of sunshine and some high and mid-level clouds, our temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 70s in most locations. Our humidity remains very comfortable, though. Dew points are mainly in the 50s today, and any time that we see dew points under 60 this time of year, it does feel quite refreshing. So there's no mugginess to speak of here as we draw closer to the end of the month of August. Our weather remains quiet tonight with high pressure in control. We'll have partly cloudy skies. Some areas of fog are likely. It'll be comfortably cool, maybe even too cool to have the windows open as temperatures fall back into the low 50s in many spots with middle to upper 40s across the higher terrain. I want to take a step back and head down to the south and talk about Tropical Storm Harvey. Of course, the storm came ashore late last week as a major hurricane, and then the storm put on the brakes. As expected, it stalled over southeastern Texas. Of course, the flooding is catastrophic in that area, and there's still at least a couple of more days of rain to come for southeastern Texas, and some of that rain is spreading to the east now into Louisiana as well. So the flooding situation is already very, very horrible in Texas right now, and it's likely to continue for the next several days. Now, off the east coast, there is a system that's off the Carolina coastline that may develop, at least briefly, over the next day or so. It's not going to be of the intensity of Harvey by any means, and all of the computer models basically take that storm out to sea, so the odds of it actually coming to the north up into our area are quite slim. It's much, much more likely to take a track well south of Long Island, though it may come far enough north to bring a little bit of wet weather to areas southeast of Albany late tomorrow into tomorrow night and early Wednesday, but it's not going to be a significant impact the way it looks right now. So that's something that we'll watch rather closely. But for the rest of the area, we're really looking ahead to quiet weather over the next couple of days. On Thursday, a front will come by with a chance for showers, maybe even a couple of rumbles of thunder. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of late day showers, high 68 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 68 to 74. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of some morning rain southeast of Albany, highs in the 70s. Then on Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, with highs largely in the 70s, with some 60s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.